Part 4. Operating a motor vehicle. Driving a motor vehicle is a serious responsibility, and rules and guidelines alone are not sufficient to make you a good driver. While respect for the law is essential, to be a good driver, you must also possess an accommodating attitude toward others, as well as an ample sense of responsibility. Traffic laws and procedures are designed to prevent accidents and to keep traffic moving. Obeying these guidelines at all times will go a long way toward making you a safe and prudent driver. There is, however, some risk involved in all driving. To minimize this risk, you should rely not only on the law, but on paying careful attention to everything going on around you. The following section summarizes traffic laws and prudent driving practices and procedures. Rules of the road. Rules of the road determine where and when you can drive. Control of traffic at intersections. An intersection is any place where roads meet. At an intersection, there are usually traffic signals, signs, or right-of-way rules to control traffic, if no police are there. An operator may not drive a motor vehicle through a parking area to avoid obeying the requirements of a traffic control device. Traffic lights. Steady red. Stop. Do not enter crosswalk or intersection. A right turn is permitted after stopping, unless posted otherwise. Vehicles making a right turn must yield to pedestrians and all vehicle traffic. Steady yellow. Caution. Traffic signal is about to change to red. Begin to slow down. A yellow light clears the intersection before the red light. Green. Go. When the way is clear of traffic and pedestrians, you may go straight ahead or turn left or right where permitted. Flashing lights. Flashing red light. Stop. Come to a complete stop and go only when the way is clear. Flashing yellow light. Slow down and proceed with caution. Flashing yellow lights are found at construction areas and on some vehicles, as well as at intersections. Sometimes, flashing red lights mark a railroad crossing. Sometimes, there are gates or barriers. Stop and wait until the lights stop and barriers are removed. Lighted arrows. The color of the lighted arrow means the same thing that it does in a traffic light. A red light with a green arrow means you may go cautiously in the direction of the arrow, yielding to all other vehicles and pedestrians. A steady yellow arrow clears the turning traffic at an intersection before the red light. A steady green arrow pointed upwards means you may go straight ahead. A steady red arrow means traffic making the turn indicated by the arrow must stop until the arrow changes to green. When there is more than one traffic light, obey the one that is over your lane. Lane use control lights. Special overhead lights are sometimes used to indicate which lanes of a highway may be used at certain times. Steady red X, do not drive in this lane. Steady yellow X, clear this lane. Signal is about to change to red. Flashing yellow X, this lane may only be used for a left turn. Green arrow, you may use this lane. Traffic signs. A stop sign is red with white letters and has 8 sides, octagon. When coming to one, stop before the crosswalk or stop line and do not cross it. If there is no crosswalk or stop line, stop at the point nearest the intersection to enable you to see approaching traffic on the intersecting roadway. The stop must be made before any portion of your vehicle has entered the intersection. If it is a four-way stop, wait your turn. In any case, you must wait until a safe interval occurs before moving. Pedestrians have the right of way. A yield sign is a triangle. It is red and white. Some old signs may still be yellow with black letters. It means you should slow down to wait for traffic to clear on the road you are entering or crossing. Give the right of way to all vehicles and pedestrians. Rectangular white signs with red or black letters contain information about traffic regulations. You may find red with white signs at exit ramps and the beginning of one-way streets. They tell you, wrong way, you are going in the wrong direction. Do not enter, you may not enter. A red line through a red circle means that you cannot do something. No left turn. This sign means that you cannot turn in the direction the arrow is pointing. No U-turn. This sign means you cannot make a U-turn. If you see police directing traffic, do as they direct. Police have authority to direct all traffic and pedestrians as needed. It is illegal to refuse or fail to obey police orders. You can lose your license for trying to flee or escape a police officer. When police are not present, traffic signals and signs have the authority of law. It is unlawful to remove or deface traffic signs. Right of way. When there are no signs, symbols, or police to tell you what to do, there are special rules to follow. Wait for pedestrians crossing the road. When pedestrians are in a marked crosswalk and there are no traffic lights or police at the intersection. When the car is turning a corner and the pedestrians are crossing with the light. When the car is crossing a sidewalk, cars coming out of driveway or alley must stop before the crosswalk and wait for pedestrians in traffic. Always yield the right of way to school children crossing a street. Wait for all moving traffic to pass when starting from a parked position. Do not pass any vehicle that has stopped for pedestrians in a crosswalk. When approaching an intersection, yield the right of way to vehicles which have already entered the intersection. If two cars enter an uncontrolled intersection at about the same time, yield to the car on your right. When entering a traffic circle, the vehicle which is already in the circle has the right of way. If two cars enter an intersection at the same time from opposite directions, and one driver is signaling for a turn, the right of way belongs to the car going straight through. At a four-way stop, the driver reaching the intersection first gets to go first. Of course, all vehicles must stop. Cars entering from a private drive or road must yield to any vehicle or pedestrian on a public way. If you are entering a through street or highway, you must do so without interfering with other traffic. You must yield to emergency vehicles approaching from any direction when they are sounding a siren and emitting a flashing light. You must immediately drive to the right side of the roadway, clear of any intersection, and stop until the emergency vehicle has passed. Failure to do so is a Class E crime. Even though the right-of-way rules have the force of law, a good driver never depends exclusively on them for safety. A driver who has the right-of-way should use it sensibly. Never insist on it. Use of lanes. Different traffic lanes should be used for different purposes. There are correct lanes for through traffic, passing, and turning. Lanes for through traffic. During ordinary driving, drive in the lane that has the smoothest flow of traffic, the least stopping and starting. Smooth driving allows you to keep more distance between yourself and other drivers. It also helps save gas. If there are three or more lanes going in one direction, the middle lane, or lanes, are usually the smoothest. The left lane is for drivers who want to pass or turn left. The right lane is used by drivers who go slower or who are entering or turning off the road. If a road has only two lanes in one direction, the right lane generally has the smoothest traffic flow. However, some roads have special left-turn lanes at intersections. This helps keep traffic moving smoothly in both directions. Lanes for passing. In general, you should pass on the left. Passing on the right can be dangerous because other drivers don't expect it. Cars on the right side are also more difficult for a driver to see. Never pass a vehicle by driving off the pavement or main traveled portion of the roadway. Never pass a vehicle when an official sign or traffic control device limits the use of the center lane to turning only. Never pass another motor vehicle on the right side except when the car you are passing is making a left turn and there is room for two or more lanes to move in the same direction. When the car you are passing is in the left lane on a street or highway with two or more marked lanes for traffic to move in the same direction. Lane restrictions. On any section of the main turnpike or Interstate 95 that consists of three lanes in either direction, trucks, including truck tractors, but excluding pickup trucks, may only operate in the two farthest right-hand lanes. Lanes for turning. The safest way to turn is by crossing as few lanes of traffic as you can. Here are two rules to help you. Start from the lane closest to where you want to go. If you are turning left, pull out toward the midpoint in the intersection and wait with wheels straight until it's clear to turn. Keep just left of midpoint as you turn. If you are turning right, start from the right lane, keeping as close to the curb as possible. Diagrams referring to left turns and right turns can be found in the Maine Motorist Handbook and Study Guide. Please refer to them for proper lane positioning. Turn into the lane that is closest to the lane from which you came. On a left turn, turn into the leftmost lane going in your direction, whether on a divided highway, two-way, or one-way street. On a right turn, turn into the right lane. When making a left turn from a one-way street, you must be close to the left curb or edge of roadway. If you need to move into another lane, move only after you have finished your turn and when traffic is clear. Don't turn the wheels before you make the turn. If you are struck from behind, you may be pushed forward into oncoming traffic. If you have already started through an intersection, keep going. If you have started to make a turn, follow through. Last-second changes cause accidents. If you have made a mistake, go on to the next intersection and work your way back to where you want to go. Sign and road markings. Many streets have signs that show what each of the lanes is to be used for. Solid white lines painted on the roadway separate lanes going in the same direction that have different uses. Broken lines simply indicate the lanes going in the same direction. Traffic circles and roundabouts. Traffic circles, or roundabouts, are sometimes built at intersections of heavily traveled streets and roads. All vehicles approaching traffic circles or roundabouts must yield the right-of-way to vehicles already in the circle or roundabout, unless otherwise directed by a police officer or by traffic control devices. Traffic on a roundabout proceeds to the right, around the raised center island. Raised pavement on the inside of the circle enables trucks to negotiate around the small island, while vehicles stay in the outer travel lane. At large traffic circles, called rotaries, vehicles also proceed to the right or counterclockwise around the center island at a slow rate of speed until the street desired is approached. Drivers must yield the right-of-way to a vehicle on the operator's left. Exit from the circle or roundabout is then made by making a right turn. Extreme caution should be used when entering and leaving traffic circles or roundabouts, and strict attention to highway signs and pavement markings is necessary. If you are going to be turning from a rotary circle within two exits, it is suggested that you should be in the right lane. This applies unless otherwise indicated by road markings on pavement or traffic signs specifying the lane to be used. Parking. When you park on a public road, make sure you do not get in the way of traffic. You must park parallel to the road, except where angle parking lines are painted on the roadway. Leave at least 2 feet between your car and vehicles parked in front or behind. Move as far away from driving lanes as possible. If there is a roadside shoulder, pull as far onto it as you can. If there is a curb, park as close to it as you can and no more than 18 inches away. Make sure your car can't move. Set your parking brake and shift gears to park, first or reverse, in a manual shift car. If you are parked on a hill, turn wheels so that if the car moves downhill, the wheels will be stopped by the curb. Or, if there is no curb, the wheels will turn the car off the road, not into traffic. Avoid traffic. Get out of your car on the curb side if you can. If you have to use the street side, check for traffic behind you, especially bicycles, before you open the door. Secure your car. Turn off the engine and remove the key when you leave a car. If the car will be out of your sight, lock it. Parallel parking, offset backing. Stop even with the car ahead and about 2 feet away from it. Turn wheels sharply right. Look over your right shoulder and back slowly toward the car behind you. As the front door passes the back bumper of the car ahead, quickly straighten the wheels and continue to back straight. When clear of the car ahead, turn wheels sharply left and back slowly to car behind. Turn wheels sharply right and pull forward toward the center of the parking space. straighten wheels unless you are on a hill. You should be about 6 inches from the curb, and be sure not to park more than 18 inches from the curb. You may have to make adjustments to this method depending on the size of your vehicle. Practice is the key. Some municipal ordinances do not allow you to park in an area reserved for persons with disabilities unless you have a special parking permit or plates for the disabled. $100 fine. In addition, state law prohibits misuse of disability plates and placards. $100 fine. In a loading zone, within 10 feet of a fire hydrant, within 15 feet of a driveway entrance to a fire station or directly across from the entrance, within 15 feet of a crosswalk, at an entrance to a school, church, theater, hotel, hospital, or public place during hours designated. Starting from a parking place. If parked on the right-hand side of the road, after starting your motor, look over your left shoulder, not through your rearview mirror. When the way is clear, give a proper signal, as you would in making a left turn. Then pull slowly out into the street and get into the correct lane as soon as possible. Do the same from left curb, except look over your right shoulder. Regardless of the type of street or position, always make sure that the lane which you are about to enter is free of traffic for a safe distance. Carrying passenger and freight. No passenger-type vehicle should carry a load which extends over the sides of the vehicle beyond the line of the fenders on the left side, or extends more than 6 inches beyond the line of the fenders on the right side of the vehicle. You must not drive a vehicle if it is so loaded, or when there are more than three persons in the front seat, so as to obstruct your view to the front or sides, or as to interfere with your use of controls. Don't let passengers sit on the hood, roof, or trunk of a moving vehicle. No person may ride in a camp trailer, mobile home, semi-trailer, utility trailer, or trunk of a vehicle while it is being moved on any highway. When a passenger under 19 years of age is transported in a pickup truck, that passenger must ride in the passenger compartment of the pickup truck, except when the passenger under 19 is a worker or trainee, including agricultural worker or trainee, engaged in the necessary discharge of their duties or training, or being transported between work or training locations. Licensed hunter being transported to or from a hunting location. Participant in a parade. A passenger secured in a seatbelt in a manufacturer-installed seat located outside the passenger compartment. A person driving an open vehicle, including pickup trucks and convertibles, may not transport a dog in the open portion of that vehicle on a public way, unless the dog is protected in a manner that prevents the dog from falling or jumping or being thrown from the vehicle, except when a dog is being transported by a farmer or farm employee who is performing agricultural activities requiring services of the dog, or a hunting dog at a hunting site, or being transported between hunting sites by a licensed hunter. Basic operating procedures. Manual transmission. The key to smooth clutch operation is learning to sense the friction point. This is the point when, as you let up the clutch pedal, the engine and the transmission engage. As you continue to let up the clutch, you must match the forward, or backward motion of the car with an increase in pressure on the gas pedal. Follow these steps to put the car in motion. 1. Press the brake pedal with your right foot. With your left foot, press the clutch pedal to the floor. 2. Shift into first gear. 3. Release the parking brake. 4. Switch on your turn signal to indicate the direction you plan to move. 5. Check for traffic in your rear view and side view mirrors. Look over your shoulder to check blind spots. 6. Slowly let the clutch up to the friction point. Remember, look at the roadway, not down at your feet or hands. 7. Move your right foot from the brake to the accelerator. 8. As you press down gently on the accelerator, slowly let up the clutch pedal all the way. If the car jerks forward, you either release the clutch abruptly or you press too hard on the gas pedal. If the car lurches and the engine stalls out, you've not fed the engine enough gas. How can you use each forward gear? Your selection of gears depends on the power and speed you need for various driving tasks. First gear gives the power needed to set a car in motion. Second gear lets you go 15 to 25 miles per hour, depending on the horsepower of the engine and on whether the transmission is 3, 4, or 5 speed. You can also use second gear to start on ice or drive in heavy snow. Third gear, in cars with 3-speed transmissions, is generally used for all speeds over 25 miles per hour. If a car has a 4 or 5-speed transmission and a small engine, third is used at speeds up to 30 or 40 miles per hour. Use fourth gear for driving above 35 miles per hour on a flat roadway. When driving uphill, you may have to achieve 40 miles per hour or more before shifting to fourth or fifth gear. Shifting to a higher gear. 1. Accelerate to a speed appropriate for the gear you want to be in. 2. Press the clutch pedal to the floor. 3. Release the accelerator. 4. Shift to the next higher gear. 5. Press again on the accelerator. Release the clutch pedal part way. 6. Let the clutch pedal up all the way. Downshifting. There are several reasons to downshift: to gain power, accelerate, steer effectively, slowing the car on a downslope, except when the road is slippery, and to slow down or stop. To shift to a lower gear, follow these steps. 1. Release the accelerator. If you also want to slow down, press the brake pedal. 2. Press the clutch pedal to the floor. 3. Shift to the next lower gear. A sudden decrease in speed may require you to shift to an even lower gear, as when braking sharply and downshifting from fourth gear to second. 4. Release the clutch pedal to the friction point. Press down on the accelerator as necessary. Holding the car in place. Learning to move a manual shift car forward after stopping on an uphill grade takes practice. To keep the car from rolling backward, 1. Set the parking brake. 2. Press the clutch to the floor and shift into first gear. 3. Let the clutch pedal up to the friction point and press gently on the accelerator. 4. Release the parking brake as you begin to feel the car pulling forward. 5. Press the accelerator as you let up the clutch pedal. 6. Accelerate in first gear until you have gained enough speed to shift into second gear. Seeing well while driving. Most of what you do while driving is a reaction to what you see. To be a good driver, you need to see well. Seeing well means looking ahead. Suppose you are the driver looking through the windshield. You are approaching the end of the lane. If you don't change lanes soon, you may have to make a sudden lane change or stop and wait for traffic to clear. In order to avoid last-minute moves, you need to look far enough ahead to see things early. One of the most common mistakes drivers make is looking in front of the car instead of up the road. Expert drivers try to keep looking 10 to 15 seconds ahead. Looking 10 to 15 seconds ahead also helps you to control the car in another way. When you focus attention about 10 to 15 seconds ahead, it is easier to keep your car on a steady path. Taking in the whole scene. Looking 10 to 15 seconds ahead doesn't mean looking at the middle of the road. It means taking in the entire scene, the sides of the road as well. Scanning the roadside helps you to see vehicles and people that may be in the road by the time you reach them. Signs warning of conditions ahead. Signs giving you information about places ahead and how to reach them. Animals. Many cars strike deer, especially in October and November. If you see a deer, sound the horn. Look for other deer following. If you look ahead, you will be able to see important things that you can't see later on, such as someone getting into a parked car. The car door might open again, or the car might move into your lane right ahead of you. Looking to the sides. Anytime you come to a place where other vehicles or pedestrians may cross or enter your path, look to the sides to make sure no one is coming. These places include intersections, roadside areas, crosswalks, and railroad crossings. Intersections. An intersection is any place where roads meet, so that one line of traffic meets or crosses another. It includes cross streets and side streets, freeway entrances, driveway and shopping center entrances. Here are some of the rules to follow anytime you approach an intersection. Looking both ways. 1. Look to the left first because vehicles coming from the left are closer to you. 2. Look to the right. 3. Take one more look to the left before you pull out, just in case there is someone you didn't see the first time. Don't rely on traffic signals. At an intersection, look left and right, even if other traffic has a red light or stop sign. Someone may run either one. Make sure you have a good view. If your view of a cross street is blocked by buildings, trees, a fence, or a row of parked cars, edge forward slowly until you can see. If a line of cars in one lane is blocking your view of another lane, wait until the cars move. If you try to look by edging the front of your car into the other lane, you may get hit. Roadside areas. Whenever there is a lot of activity along the side of the road, there is a good chance that someone will cross or enter. Therefore, it is very important to look at the sides when you are near shopping center and parking lots, construction areas, busy sidewalks, playgrounds, schoolyards, and parks, lawn and garage sales. A five-sided sign means you are in a school zone and must slow to 15 miles per hour during recess or when children are going to or leaving school, during school opening or closing hours, 1/2 hour before and 1/2 hour after the beginning of the school day, and 1/2 hour before and 1/2 hour after the end of the school day, or when school speed limit signs are flashing during school opening or closing hours. Crosswalks. Crosswalks are special areas set aside for people to cross the street. They are often marked with yellow or white lines. There may be warning signs. Most crosswalks are at intersections, but sometimes they are in the middle of a block. Be alert for school crossings in the country as well as in town. You must stop when the school crossing guard directs you, and remember to always yield the right of way to any school children crossing the street. Stop lines. Stop lines are usually painted on the roadway at a distance from an intersection to give pedestrians a walkway in front of stopped cars. Stop your car before the painted stop lines. When turning a corner, watch for people who are about to cross the street. Remember, if you have a green light, the light may also be green for them. You must wait for pedestrians in a crosswalk, marked or unmarked. A person who is blind or visually impaired may use a white cane as a means for safe and independent travel. This person may also be led by a guide dog. In either case, this person always has the right of way. If you see anyone in the roadway with a white cane or guide dog, stop at least 10 feet away and wait until the person is out of danger. An operator who fails to yield the right of way to a visually impaired pedestrian is liable for a traffic infraction with a minimum $50 and maximum $1,000 fine. Railroad crossings. A round yellow sign with a black diagonal cross gives warning 350 to 500 feet ahead of a railroad crossing. A black lettered white cross marks the railroad crossing and shows the number of tracks, if more than one. Look both ways as you approach a railroad crossing. Be alert for buses, school buses, tank trucks, etc., that must stop at all railroad crossings. If you have to stop in heavy traffic, stop before the tracks, not on them. Slow down. Look both ways, even if the warning sign is not flashing. It may not be working. If red lights are flashing, stop at least 10 feet from the crossing and wait until they go out, or until you see that the way is clear in both directions. Do not drive around any railroad crossing gate or barrier. If you are stopped at a railroad crossing where there is more than one set of tracks, don't start as soon as a train passes. Wait until you have a clear view down the track in both directions before you start across. Another train could be coming from the other direction. Don't shift a manual transmission while crossing the railroad tracks. Being in gear gives you better control on the uneven surface. Tracks marked exempt are not used often, but may be in use. Check all tracks regardless of these signs. Looking behind. Check your mirror often for traffic behind you, every 6 to 8 seconds. This way, you will find out if someone is following too closely or coming up too fast, and you will still have time to do something about it. Additionally, you will know how much space you have behind the car. You need to look behind you whenever you slow down quickly, back up, or drive down a long or steep hill. When you change lanes, whenever you change lanes, give the correct signal and look over your shoulder in the direction you are about to move to make sure you do not get in the way of a vehicle that is already there. Never rely solely on your rearview mirrors. Changing lanes includes changing lanes from one lane to another on a roadway, entering a freeway or a highway from an entrance lane, entering the roadway from the curb or shoulder. Here are some important things to do when you check traffic behind you. Glance in the rear view and side mirrors. Make sure that nobody is preparing to pass you. Look over your left or right shoulder. Look on the side you want to move to. Be sure no one is near the left or right rear corner of your car. These areas are called blind spots because you cannot see them through the mirrors. You have to turn your head and look. Be alert for motorcycles or bicycles. Check quickly. Do not take your eyes off the road ahead for more than an instant. The vehicle ahead of you could stop suddenly while you are checking behind. No matter what kind of car you have or how well you adjust your mirrors, there is still a blind spot. Never rely solely on your mirrors. It is the car you don't see that is the most dangerous. Check all lanes. Someone in another lane may plan to move into the same spot you do. Always signal what you intend to do at least 100 feet before making a change. When you slow down suddenly, look in the mirrors quickly before you slow down or stop. It is very important to do this when you slow down suddenly. Here are some situations when you need to check behind before slowing. When you slow down for something in the road ahead that the driver behind you cannot see. For example, you come around a corner and see a car stalled in the middle of the road. When you are preparing to turn into a side road or driveway, when the turn is just before a large intersection, a driver behind will not expect you to slow down and may be close behind. When you are stopping to pull into a parking space. When you back up. Backing is dangerous because it is so hard for you to see behind your car. Whenever you have to back your car, check behind the car before you get in. Children or small objects are hard to see from the driver's seat. The best way to check is to turn your shoulders and head to the right so that you can look directly through the rear window. So not depend solely on your mirrors. Back slowly. Your car is much harder to control and to stop while you are backing. Back no faster than a slow walk. Because it is hard to see while you are backing, try to do as little backing as possible. Avoid backing into traffic. When you enter a driveway or parking space, back into it, unless signs forbid it. That way, you will be going forward when you pull out. When you are going down a long or steep hill, check your mirrors. Drivers of trucks and buses often try to build up speed so that they can make it to the top of the next hill. If you see them early, you can change lanes. Having clear windows and mirrors. The three sections before this one tell you where to look. This section and the next three will tell you how to have a clear view wherever you are looking. By law, and for safety's sake, you must be able to see clearly through the windows, windshield, and mirrors. To see clearly, you should keep the windshield clean. Bright sun or headlights on a dirty windshield make it hard to see. Carry a rag so that you can stop and clean your windshield anytime it needs it. Keep the washer bottle full. However, do not use washers on very cold days. The mixture may freeze on the windshield. Smoking while driving causes a film to build up on the glass inside the car. Clean the inside of the windows frequently if you smoke. Clear snow, ice, or frost from all windows and head and tail lights before you start to drive. Don't hang things from the mirror or clutter the windshield with decals. Anything in the car that blocks a driver's vision is against the law. Adjusting your seat and mirrors. Adjust the seat so that you are high enough to see the road. If the seat is too low, use a seat cushion. Don't move the seat so far forward you can't steer properly. If you have an airbag, you should be at least 12 to 15 inches away from the steering wheel. Adjust the rear view and side mirrors before you start. In heavy traffic, when you really need them, you won't have time to adjust them. If you have a day-night mirror, use it to guard against glare from the headlights of cars behind you. Seeing well at night. It is harder to see things at night than during the daytime. But you can do some things to help you see better. Use the high beams whenever there are no oncoming vehicles nor vehicle close ahead. High beams let you see twice as far as low beams. Be sure to use high beams on unfamiliar roads, in construction areas, or where there may be people along the side of the road. When a vehicle equipped with multiple beam road lights approaches an oncoming vehicle within 500 feet, or follows a vehicle within 300 feet, the operator shall dim the headlights or switch to a low beam and shall turn off a fog auxiliary light. Use low beams in fog, snow, or heavy rain. Light from high beams reflects back from such precipitation and causes glare. If a vehicle comes toward you with high beams on and fails to dim the lights, slow down and look toward the right side of the road. This will keep you from being blinded by the other car's headlights. You should also be able to see enough of the edge of the lane to stay on course until the car passes. Do not try to get back at the other driver by keeping the bright lights on. If you do, both of you will be blinded. Wearing glasses. If you wear glasses or contact lenses, always wear them or when you drive. Keep an extra pair of glasses in the car in case your regular glasses are broken or lost. Avoid using dark glasses at night. They cut down the light and make it hard to see. Communicating with others. Accidents often happen because one driver doesn't see another driver, or when one driver does something the other driver doesn't expect. Drivers must let others know where they are and what they plan to do. This is communicating. It includes using the headlights. Besides helping you to see at night, headlights help other people see you in the daytime. On rainy, snowy, or foggy days, it's sometimes very hard for other people to see your car. On gray days, cars seem to blend into the surroundings. Whenever the light is too dim for you to see 1,000 feet ahead, you must turn on the headlights, and at any time when windshield wipers are in constant use. If you turn on the headlights a little early, when it begins to get dark, you will help other drivers to see you. You must have headlights on when driving any time from half an hour after sunset to half an hour before sunrise. Whenever you are moving and lights are necessary, use your headlights. It is not good driving practice to operate a motor vehicle with only the parking lights on. Turn on the headlights whenever you have trouble seeing other cars. If you can't see them, they can't see you. Motorcyclists are required to have their headlights on at all times when operating a motorcycle in Maine. Using the horn. People cannot see you unless they are looking your way. The horn can get their attention. Use it whenever it will help prevent an accident. Horns can be wrongly used. You should not use them without cause or to make an unreasonably loud noise. Tap the horn lightly, well in advance, to warn others you are there. Try to avoid using the horn around bicycles or horses because the riders may lose control if startled. But if danger is near, don't be afraid to sound a sharp blast. Keeping your car where it can be seen. Drive where your car can be seen. Do not drive in another driver's blind spot. Try to avoid driving on either side and slightly to the rear of another vehicle for a long period of time. Either speed up or drop back so the lane is clear. When passing another vehicle, get through the other driver's blind spot as quickly as you can. Using emergency signals. If your car breaks down on the highway, make sure that other drivers can see it. Some accidents occur because a driver didn't see a stalled car until it was too late to avoid hitting it. If you are having car trouble and have to stop, if possible, pull all the way off the road out of traffic. Turn on your emergency flashers. If your car doesn't have flashers, use the turn signals. Lift the hood to signal an emergency. If you cannot get completely off the roadway, try to stop where people have a clear view of you. Try not to stop just over a hill or around a curve. Give other drivers plenty of warning. If you have emergency flares, place them at least 100 feet behind the car. Large vehicles must place 3 emergency devices in specified places. This allows other drivers to change lanes if they need to. If you don't have emergency flares, stand by the side of the road and wave traffic around. Use a cloth or a flag if you have it. Stay off the roadway. Don't even change a tire if it means you have to stand in a traffic lane. Signaling change of direction. Other drivers expect you to keep driving in the same direction. If you're going to change direction, let them know by signaling with the directional lights or by hand. It gives them time to react. always signal before you change lanes, turn at an intersection, enter or leave a freeway. It is a good idea also to signal before you pull away from the curb, pull over to the side of the road. If you do not signal, other drivers will not know what you plan to do. To make sure others do know, make it a habit to signal every time you change direction. Signal even when you don't see anyone around. The car you don't see is the most dangerous. Signal as early as you can, at least 100 feet before any change or turn. Use hand signals if the turn signals are not working. If you plan to turn beyond an intersection, signal after crossing. If you signal before the intersection, another driver might get the wrong idea and pull into your path. After you have made a gradual turn or lane change, make sure the signal is off. Hand signals. Refer to the diagrams in the Maine Motorist Handbook and Study Guide for left turn, right turn, and slowing or stopping. Signaling when you slow down or stop unexpectedly. Your brake lights let people know that you are slowing down. If you are going to stop or slow down at a place where another driver doesn't expect it, tap your brake pedal 3 or 4 times quickly. Signal with your brakes when you slow down, to turn off a highway, to park or turn into a driveway, to avoid something in the road ahead that the driver behind you cannot see. For example, you come over the top of a hill and see a car stalled in the road. Distractions. We live in a 24-hour-a-day, information-driven society in which instant communications are an accepted part of life. Data shows that 91% of Americans have a cell phone, and text messaging has increased over 2,200% in the last 5 years. Instant communications can make businesses more efficient, increase productivity, and bring other benefits to society, including rapid response to emergencies. However, the use of communication devices in moving vehicles can distract the driver's attention from the primary task of driving and lead to crashes as critical and as devastating as those caused by impaired driving or other dangerous driving behavior. Distracted driving may now be the single largest contributing factor to traffic crashes. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, distracted driving resulted in nearly 6,000 deaths and more than 500,000 injuries in the year 2008. An in-cab driving study of commercial truck drivers by the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute indicated that by far, the most dangerous distraction observed was texting. The study revealed that truck drivers who texted while driving had 23 times the risk of being involved in a crash or a near-crash incident. Laws that prohibit cell phone use and texting have an impact on safety, but stopping the senseless crashes and deaths that distractions can cause is best accomplished by changing driver behavior. To manage or eliminate distractions, it's important to understand the 3 distinct types. Visual distractions that cause the driver to look away from the road and view something unrelated to driving, such as billboards, accident scenes, street signs, and other external stimuli. Manual distractions, in which the driver removes one or both hands from the steering wheel or other driving control to perform a non-driving task, such as eating, drinking, adjusting mirrors, tuning the radio, or programming a GPS. Cognitive distractions in which mental thoughts and feelings, anger, anxiety, worry, etc., distract the driver and divert attention from the road. And while the news media and regulators have focused primarily on the dangers of texting and handheld cell phone use in moving vehicles, other types of distractions are equally dangerous. Nearly all accidents involve a combination of two or even all three types of distractions. Short glances at vehicle instrumentation, mirrors, installed communication devices, or other technology can be done safely if these scans are limited to less than 1 second and are related only to the driving task. In the rush to be on time for a pickup or delivery deadline, or to get ahead of traffic congestion, don't make the sometimes fatal mistake of attempting to multitask behind the wheel. Using a cellular telephone in your vehicle. Properly used, cellular phones enhance driver safety and provide a mobile alert network for the community. To help ensure car phone users drive safely, please follow the common sense advice offered. Recognize that driving requires your full attention. Before you get behind the wheel, familiarize yourself with the location and function of the phone's buttons. Pull off the road before dialing. Have your vehicle fitted with a hands-free or speaker phone. Pull off the road if the conversation is an emotional or complex one, or a business call that requires note-taking. Ask a passenger in the car to place the call for you. Monitor traffic conditions before answering or making calls. For emergencies, tell the operator whether you are reporting a medical or police emergency, your exact location, and whether there appear to be injuries. Put portable phones in their cradles to avoid their becoming projectiles in a crash. A person who has not attained the age of 18 years is prohibited from operating a motor vehicle while using a mobile telephone or handheld electronic device. A violation of the statute is considered a traffic infraction. Excessive sound system noise. A person may not operate a sound system in a vehicle on a public way at a volume that is audible at a distance greater than 25 feet and that exceeds 85 decibels, or that is greater than is reasonable with due regard to the location of the vehicle and the effect on persons in proximity to the vehicle. Violation of this law is a traffic infraction and will be assessed $50 for a first offense, $100 for a second offense, and $150 for a third or subsequent offense. Adjusting your speed to conditions. What is a safe speed? How fast is too fast? It all depends on conditions. How fast you can drive and be safe depends on speed limits. Speed limits are posted on many roads. These limits are based on the condition of the road, how far you can see, and what typical traffic is like. Posted speed limits do not tell you at what speed to drive. They only say you cannot go faster than the speed shown. If road and weather conditions make the posted speed unsafe, you must slow down. Maximum speeds in Maine, unless posted otherwise, are 45 miles per hour outside any business or residential or built-up area of Maine. 25 miles per hour in a business or residential district or built-up area of the state. 15 miles per hour when passing a school during recess or when children are going to or from school during the school's opening or closing hours. It is difficult to know just when these periods are. When in doubt, use extreme care. A fine twice that of the usual fine is imposed for exceeding the posted speed limit in a school zone. Traffic experts have studied road conditions, traffic, and accidents on the road to decide on a reasonable speed limit. It is illegal to exceed the posted speed limit. Racing on the highway and driving recklessly are not allowed. Maine law also says you must not drive so slowly that you interfere with the normal and reasonable movement of traffic, except where reduced speed is necessary for safety. Some highways have minimum posted speed limits. What is the road surface like? The only contact your car has with the road is through the tires. And at any time, the four tires together have only 1 square foot of rubber on the surface of the road. How good a grip this 1 square foot provides depends on the condition of the road and the tires. Many new drivers do not pay attention to road conditions. That is why new drivers have more out-of-control accidents than experienced drivers. Also, check the tread of the tires. Test tread wear as described under owning and maintaining a motor vehicle. Replace tires before they get too worn for safety. Curves. On a curve, speed limit must be slowed to keep the car on the road. About 2 tons of car are moving in a straight line with only the front tires to control the turn. If the curve is too sharp, or if you are going too fast, the tires can lose their grip and cause a skid. Slow down before you enter the curve so you don't have to brake in the curve. Braking in a turn can cause a skid. Bad curves are usually posted with yellow diamond-shaped signs. That is, warning signs as shown in the Maine Motorist Handbook and Study Guide. Water on the roadway. At low speeds, most tires will wipe water from a road surface. It is like the way a windshield wiper cleans water off the window. As you go faster, your tires cannot wipe the road as well. They start to ride up on a film of water, like water skis. This is called hydroplaning. In heavy rain, the tires can lose all contact with the road at high speeds. Bald or almost bald tires lose contact at much lower speeds. In that case, a slight change of direction or a gust of wind could throw your car into a skid. The best way to keep from hydroplaning is to be sure that your tires are in good condition and that you keep your speed down. Slippery roads. If the road ahead is slippery, it does not provide the grip your tires need. You have to drive slower than you would on a dry road. Here are some guidelines for how much to slow the car. Wet road, slow down 5 to 10 miles per hour. Packed snow, slow down to half speed. Ice, slow to a crawl. Falling or drifting snow, wet leaves, or gravel on the road may make it slippery. Some road surfaces are more slippery than others when wet. These roads are usually posted with a warning sign. You know, it is important to slow down when the road is slippery, but you have to watch out for slippery roads. When it starts to rain, pavement can be very slippery for the first few minutes. Heat causes oil in the asphalt to come to the surface. Also, oil may have dropped on the road surface. Rain makes the road slippery until the oil is washed off. On cold, wet days, bridges and overpasses can hide spots of ice. These areas freeze first and dry out last. When the temperature is near freezing, ice is wet and is more slippery than at colder temperatures. How well can you see? If something is in your path, you need to see it in time to be able to stop. Assuming you have good tires and brakes and dry pavement, The following chart should help to determine how far ahead you should see to drive safely when traveling certain speeds. Refer to the chart on stopping distance at different speeds. That chart is located in the Maine Motorist Handbook and Study Guide. Some things keep you from seeing. Darkness. You must be closer to an object to see it at night than during the day. Never drive so fast that you cannot stop within the distance you can see ahead with your lights. Headlights will let you see clearly only about 250 feet ahead. Therefore, if you drive faster than about 50 miles per hour on a dark road, you are really driving blind. Rain, fog, or snow. In very heavy rain, snowstorm, or thick fog, you may not be able to see, even when you drive slowly. If this happens, pull off the road and wait until it clears. Intersections. Trees, bushes, or buildings at intersections can block your view of cars coming from the side. You need to approach a blind intersection slowly enough to be able to stop if a car pulls out suddenly. Hills and curves. You never know what's on the other side of a steep hill or a sharp curve. If a stalled car is there, you must be going slowly enough to stop. When you come to a steep hill or curve, slow down so that you can stop if you need to. Parked cars. Cars parked along the side of the road block your view. People may be ready to get out of a car or walk out from between parked cars. Give parked cars plenty of room. Be ready to stop. How much traffic is there? When there are lots of cars, there is less driving space. Therefore, you have less space to react. You need to reduce your speed to have time to react in the shorter space. Some of the places where you need to reduce speed are shopping centers, parking lots, and downtown areas. They are packed with cars and people moving in different directions at the same time. In heavy traffic, narrow bridges and tunnels, cars approaching each other are forced closer together. Toll plazas, cars are changing lanes as they approach and leave. Schools, playgrounds, and residential streets. How fast is traffic moving? Cars moving in the same lane at the same speed cannot hit one another. Accidents tend to happen when one driver is going faster or slower than other cars on the road. Driving in traffic. If you are going faster than traffic, even if you are keeping within the posted speed limit, you have to keep passing other cars. Each time you pass another car, there's more chance for a collision. The car you are passing may change lanes suddenly. On a two-lane road, an oncoming car may appear suddenly. True, it may not be a big chance, but if you are passing one car after another, the chances begin to add up, and speeding does not save more than a few minutes out of an hour's driving. Going slower than other cars or stopping all of a sudden can be just as bad as speeding. Cars bunch up behind you and could cause a rear-end crash. If many cars are pulling out to pass you and you are driving at the posted speed, you should drive slower or pull over to the right side and wait until they pass. Entering traffic. You need skill and caution to enter a freeway safely from an access lane and merge smoothly with the fast-moving traffic. Look for a gap, then increase speed in the entrance lane and enter the gap at highway speed. Leaving traffic. On an expressway, do not slow down until you move into the exit lane. When you turn off a road at an intersection or driveway, try not to slow too early or go too slowly, below 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slowing way down or stopping will increase your chances of being hit from behind. Reacting to slow-moving traffic. Some vehicles have trouble keeping up with the speed of traffic. When you see these vehicles ahead, adjust your speed before you reach them. Slowing suddenly is one cause of traffic accidents. Watch for large trucks and small cars. These vehicles may lose speed on long or steep hills, and when entering traffic, they take longer to get up to speed. Farm tractors, animal-drawn carts, and roadway maintenance vehicles usually go 25 miles per hour or less. These vehicles have a red-edged orange triangle, slow-moving vehicle sign, on the back. Warning signs. There are many signs that warn you of danger ahead. If you see these signs, you should reduce your speed. Then you'll have time to react if there is trouble. Warning signs are almost always yellow and shaped like a diamond. Refer to the series of signs on warning signs in the Maine Motorist Handbook and Study Guide. When is it acceptable to park in a disability parking spot with an access aisle? A person parking in a disability parking spot with an access aisle must utilize the aisle to enter or exit the vehicle. A disability plate or placard must be displayed. Used when the access aisle is needed to enter or exit the vehicle when using a platform lift or other mobility device. The vehicle must display a disability plate or disability parking placard. Parking in an access aisle is prohibited. Misuse of an access aisle is considered a traffic infraction and subject to a fine of not less than $200. For additional information regarding the issuance of disability plates and disability parking placards in the state of Maine, please contact the Bureau of Motor Vehicles at 207-624-9000, extension 52149. Construction and maintenance devices. You probably have noticed construction and maintenance projects on the state's public road system, work that is being done to improve and repair our roadways. Because closing a road and detouring traffic adds expense and travel time, the work must go on while traffic passes through the work site or in nearby lanes. Flashing arrow panels. Large flashing or sequencing arrow panels may be used in work zones to guide drivers into certain traffic lanes and to inform them that part of the road ahead is closed. Prepare to slow down and move into the lane indicated. Construction signs. These signs are used to notify drivers of unusual or potentially dangerous conditions in or near work areas. Most of the signs are diamond-shaped. Other signs tell you which lane is closed. By the time you reach the lane ends sign, you should be in the open lane. Be prepared for drivers who try to cut into the open lanes at the last minute. Channeling devices. Barricades, vertical panels, concrete barriers, drums, and cones are the commonly used devices to guide drivers safely through the work zone. At night, these are often equipped with flashing lights or steady lights. When driving near these devices, keep your vehicle in the middle of the lane and maintain a responsible speed. As you leave the work zone, stay in your lane and maintain your speed. Don't change lanes until you are completely clear of the work zone and have checked the traffic behind you. Flaggers. They normally wear orange vests, shirts, or jackets and use red flags or paddles to direct traffic safely through the work zone and to let workers or construction vehicles cross the road. It's very important to be patient and obey their signals. The most important thing to do when you are approaching a work zone is to slow down. This helps protect you as the driver and the workers who are working in a dangerous location. maintaining a safe cushion. When a driver makes a mistake, other drivers need time to react. The only way you can be sure you will have enough time to react is by leaving plenty of space between your car and the cars around you. That space becomes a space cushion, which protects you from others. In general, you should try to keep a cushion of space on all sides of your motor vehicle which properly reflects existing speed and road conditions. Keeping a cushion ahead. Rear-end crashes are common because many drivers follow too closely. When the car ahead stops, they cannot stop in time. You can tell if you are following too closely by using the 2-second rule. When the rear bumper of the car ahead passes a post, shadow, or other mark on the pavement, start counting the seconds it takes you to reach the same spot in the road. Count 1 second one, 2 seconds two. If you pass the mark before you finish, you are following too closely. In some situations, you should allow an extra cushion. A 3 to 4 second following distance may be needed. On slippery roads, if the car ahead should slow or stop, you will need more distance to stop your car. When following motorcycles or bicycles, if the cyclist should fall, you will need extra distance to avoid striking the rider. The chances of a fall are greatest on wet or icy roads, metal surfaces such as bridge gratings or railroad tracks, and on gravel. When the driver behind you wants to pass, slow to allow room in front of your car to help the driver to pass. When following drivers whose view to the rear is blocked, the drivers of trucks, buses, vans, or cars pulling campers or trailers can't see you very well if you are too close. They could slow down suddenly without knowing you are behind. When following trucks, tractor trailers, and buses, there are several things you should keep in mind. Don't follow so closely that their drivers can't see you in the rear view mirrors or your view of the road ahead is blocked. Trucks and buses often make wide turns, leaving an open space to their right in the process. Don't pass such vehicles on the right if there's a chance they are making a right-hand turn. Large vehicles gain a substantial amount of momentum when going downhill and often lose speed when climbing. Take these factors into consideration when deciding whether or not to pass a large vehicle. Leave space in front of you when stopped behind a truck or bus at an intersection, especially on a hill, in case the vehicle rolls back when starting. When you have a heavy load or are pulling a trailer, the extra weight increases your braking distance. When speeds are high, school buses and tank trucks carrying flammable liquids must stop at railroad crossings, so expect the stops and slow down early to allow plenty of room. You should also allow a space cushion when you are stopped on a hill. The vehicle ahead may roll back when it starts up. Keeping a space cushion to the side. You need a space cushion to the side to have room to react to sudden moves toward your lane by other cars. Avoid driving alongside other cars on multi-lane streets. Move ahead of the other car or drop back. Someone may crowd your lane or try to change lanes and pull into you. Keep as much space as you can between yourself and oncoming cars. Keep right except to pass. When you are in the lane next to the center line, there is no space for escape, and an oncoming vehicle could swerve across the center line or turn left without signaling. Make room for cars entering freeways. If there's no one next to you, move over a lane. At freeway exits, don't drive alongside other cars. A driver on the freeway may pull off suddenly, or a driver leaving may swerve back on you. Keep a space between yourself and parked cars. Someone may step out of a car or from between the parked cars. a car may start to pull out suddenly. Splitting the difference. Sometimes there will be dangers on both sides of the road. There may be parked cars to the right and oncoming cars to the left. In this case, steer a middle course between the oncoming cars and the parked cars. Split the difference. If one danger is greater than the other, give more room to the worst danger. Suppose in a narrow lane there are oncoming cars to the left of you and a bicyclist ahead. In some instances, an inexperienced bicyclist will be less predictable. Therefore, give extra room. An experienced bicyclist will often command the lane by moving further into the roadway. Motorists must yield. Slow down to avoid an accident. When it is safe to pass, allow at least 3 feet to your right side when passing. Taking dangers one at a time. Sometimes you can take two dangers one at a time. Suppose there is only one oncoming car to the left and a bicyclist to the right. Instead of driving between the car and the bike, take them one at a time. Slow down and let the car pass. Then move to the left to allow plenty of room before you pass the bicyclist. Keeping a space cushion behind. The driver behind you has more control over the space behind you than you do. However, you can help by keeping a steady speed and signaling in advance when you have to slow down. If you are being followed too closely and there is a right lane, move over to the right. If there is no right lane, wait until the way ahead is clear, then reduce speed slowly to encourage the tailgater to pass. Allowing a space cushion for problem drivers. There are certain people you should give a lot of room to while driving. If you are alert, you will learn to spot them as you drive. Drivers who cannot see you. Someone who cannot see you may enter your path without knowing you are there. People who have trouble seeing you include drivers at intersections or driveways whose view is blocked by buildings, trees, or other cars. Drivers backing out of driveways or parking spaces. Drivers whose windows are covered with snow or ice. People who are distracted. Even when others can see you, allow extra room if you think they may be distracted. People who may be distracted include delivery men and women, construction workers, children who often run into the street without looking, people who may be confused. A person who is confused is very likely to make a move without looking. People who may be confused include tourists, often at complicated intersections. Drivers who slow down for what seems to be unknown reasons. Drivers in trouble. If other drivers make mistakes, do what you can to help them out. Drivers who need help include drivers who pass as you approach a curve or an oncoming car. Slow down and let them back in your lane. Drivers who may be forced into your lane by a car, pedestrian, bicyclist, obstruction in the road, or narrowing of the roadway. School buses. Where there are school buses, there are usually children, and children are likely to do something unexpected. It is illegal to pass a stopped school bus with red lights flashing on school property, on any undivided highway or parking area in Maine. If you are approaching a stopped school bus from either direction with its red lights flashing, you must bring your vehicle to a complete stop in front or rear of the school bus and wait while children are getting on or off the bus. You must not proceed until the bus resumes motion or until signaled by the school bus driver to do so. Violations carry severe penalties. Motorcycles. There are more and more motorcycles on the road. They have as much right to the road as cars. Give them as much space as you would give a car. When you pass a motorcycle, give it a whole lane. Don't try to squeeze past in the same lane. The motorcyclist moves from side to side quickly in order to see and be seen and to avoid objects on the road. Motorcycles give their riders no protection. This is why they are involved in nearly 10% of all motor vehicle deaths, although they make up only 4% of the vehicles on the road. In many motorcycle accidents, drivers of other vehicles are at fault. Drivers turning left in front of an oncoming motorcycle cause many of the accidents. They fail to see the motorcyclist, or they think the motorcycle is going slower than it really is. Wait for an oncoming motorcyclist to pass before turning left. Emergency vehicles. Make room for ambulances, fire trucks, police cars, and other emergency vehicles. These vehicles often move at high speeds and use lights and sirens to clear the way for themselves. At such times, this requires that you pull over to the side of the road and stop. If you are at an intersection, get out of it before you pull over. It is unlawful to follow within 500 feet of any fire truck responding to a fire alarm. Horses and other animals. Animals driven, ridden, or led along the side of a roadway are easily frightened by passing vehicles. They are usually even less predictable than people in their reactions, tending to rear, swerve, or stop suddenly when startled. The alert motorist can prevent accidents by anticipating potentially dangerous situations and slowing down and proceeding cautiously when approaching animals. It is against the law to purposefully frighten any animal being ridden, driven, or led on or near a public way. Wildlife vehicle collisions. How serious are vehicle crashes with large wildlife, such as deer, bear, and moose? What are the chances it could happen to you? What can you as a driver do to avoid these collisions? Data compiled by the Maine Department of Transportation indicates that nearly 15,000 reported vehicle crashes with deer, moose, and bear occurred in Maine during the 3 years from 1999 to 2001. Of these reported collisions, nearly 2,100 occurred with moose. To put things in perspective, Maine averaged approximately 150 to 200 moose vehicle accidents per year during the 1980s. This represents an average of over 700 moose vehicle collisions annually. In 2001 alone, there were over 750 crashes. Of these, 8 resulted in human fatalities. Deer vehicle accidents are now at an all-time high in Maine and across the country. The estimated economic loss for the 1999-2001 period for all wildlife accidents in Maine was over $100 million. Truly, collisions with large wildlife species are serious, and it can happen anywhere in the state of Maine. A state interagency task force identified driver inattention and or the lack of understanding of the inherent dangers involved vehicle-wildlife collisions as a primary cause for the majority of these accidents. Some driving tips to help keep you from becoming a statistic. Moose can be found anywhere in the state, so be on the lookout. Be especially wary during dusk and early nighttime hours when moose tend to move most. With their dark brown color, Moose are very difficult to see at night. Reduce speed during hours of darkness to provide an extra safety cushion, allowing you to stop in a shorter distance. Make sure you can see an adequate distance ahead to allow you to react to surprises on the road. Pedestrian laws for motorists. When turning at intersections with traffic signals, you must yield to pedestrians crossing the intersection on a green light. When traffic control devices are not in operation, an operator must yield the right-of-way to a pedestrian crossing within a marked crosswalk. You must yield the right-of-way to any person crossing the street in a marked crosswalk. You must not overtake or pass other vehicles stopped or slowing to yield to pedestrians in a crosswalk. When crossing a sidewalk, you must yield to all pedestrians or bicyclists on the sidewalk. In spite of all laws, you must exercise care to avoid colliding with pedestrians or bicyclists. Use extreme caution where children are playing or walking. Sharing the road with bicycles. There are nearly 900,000 bicycles in Maine, and most bicycling is done on the roadways of Maine. As a motorist, you should drive defensively around a bicyclist, because the slightest mistake by you or the bicyclist can result in death. The biggest differences between bicyclists and motorists as road users is that bicycles are less visible, quieter, and do not have a protective vehicle casing around them. This means you need to look a little harder and drive a little more cautiously when encountering bicyclists. Here are some rules to help you share the road with bicyclists. Share the road with bicyclists. They have a legal right to its use. Be courteous and cautious, even if it takes a little longer. Bicyclists should ride on the right as far as practical or safe. In some instances, it is safest for a bicyclist to command the lane by riding toward the center or to the left if turning. Bicyclists may be moving faster than you realize. Experienced bicyclists can easily travel over 30 miles per hour. They also have smaller profiles and sometimes are not noticed in traffic. Look carefully for bicyclists, especially before turning or opening a car door. Learn to recognize situations and obstacles which may be hazardous to cyclists, such as potholes, debris, and drain grates. Give them adequate space to maneuver. Anticipate bicyclist movements. Bicyclists are supposed to signal their intentions with the hand signals shown in the Maine Motorist Handbook and Study Guide. Don't blast your horn when approaching bicyclists. You could startle them and cause an accident. In inclement weather, give bicyclists extra trailing and passing room, just as you would other motorists. Reduce your speed when passing bicyclists, especially if the roadway is narrow. Leave at least 3 feet of passing space between the right side of your vehicle and a bicyclist. When a road is too narrow for cars and bikes to ride safely side by side, bicycles should take the travel lane, which means riding in or near the center of the lane. After passing a bicyclist on your right, check over your shoulder to make sure you have allowed adequate distance before merging back in. Remember, experienced bicyclists may be moving at high speeds. When turning left at an intersection, yield to oncoming bicyclists just as you would yield to oncoming motorists. Children or inexperienced adults on bicycles are often unpredictable in their actions. Expect the unexpected. Bicycle operation. Bicyclists are vehicles and have all the rights and responsibilities of other vehicle drivers. Although a license isn't required to drive a bicycle on Maine's roadways, bicycle drivers must obey all the rules of the road. If you break any traffic laws, like riding a bike on the left side of the road, running a stop sign or traffic light, you are subject to fines. Be sure to practice on your bicycle before entering traffic. Never ride in traffic above your skill level. When riding a bicycle, follow these rules. Regularly inspect and maintain your bicycle. Bicycles, like any machine, need to be cared for to perform correctly. Be safe and keep your bike tuned up or take it to a bicycle shop for inspection regularly. A professional inspection is recommended every 6 months. Properly secure loads. Never hang bags or packages on your handlebars or hold them in your arms. Secure loads on a rack, in bike bags, or on a bicycle trailer. Only use backpacks for light loads. Wear a helmet correctly. When worn correctly, a bicycle helmet can reduce your chances of head injury in an accident. Only use an ANSI Snell approved helmet designed specifically for bicycling. Once a helmet has sustained any impact, it should be replaced. Helmets should also be replaced if they are 5 years old or older or are left in a hot car. Worn correctly, a helmet should be set just above your eyebrows and is snug on your head so that it stays in place if you shake your head. If your helmet is loose or tilted back, exposing your forehead, it cannot adequately protect your head. All persons under 16 years of age riding on bicycles are required to wear helmets and sit on passenger seats when traversing public ways. Ride with traffic. Always ride on the right side of the road. Do not pass motorists on the right side. If you approach an intersection with a right turning lane and intend to continue straight, do not enter the right turn lane. Ride with the through traffic. Watch for potential road hazards. Scan the road 50 to 100 feet ahead at all times for road hazards like drain grates, potholes, railroad tracks. Cross them at right angles. Puddles, which may be hiding a pothole, or road debris. Slow down and allow time to maneuver around these hazards and negotiate with traffic. Avoid opening car doors. Give yourself 3 or 4 feet of room between yourself and parked vehicles. Ride in a predictable manner. Always ride straight and be predictable. Do not weave from side to side or suddenly move out into traffic. Be alert and plan ahead to avoid obstacles. If the road is narrow for a bicycle and a car to travel side by side, the bicyclist should occupy the lane until it is safe to move back to the right. Always check over your shoulder before changing your lane position. Never weave between parked cars. Signaling turns. As vehicle driver, you must always signal your intent to turn using the hand signals illustrated in the Maine Motorist Handbook and Study Guide. Look before you make a lane change or turn. Make sure lanes are clear of traffic to make a lane change or turn. Left-hand turns. You may turn left as a vehicle by moving into the left lane or the left side of the travel lane. Before you maneuver, look behind for traffic, signal your turn, and change lane position when clear to do so. Or you can make a left turn in two parts by crossing the intersection and pulling over to the side. Then, when it is safe to do so, turn to your left and proceed across the intersection. Night equipment. A bicycle must have lighted a front light that emits a white light visible from a distance of at least 200 feet to the front. Also, a red or amber light or reflector to the rear that is visible at least 200 feet to the rear. Reflector material on the pedals, unless the bicyclist is wearing reflective material on the feet or ankles. Be prepared for conditions. Always carry water and appropriate clothing when traveling by bicycle. In the rain, allowing yourself extra stopping distance when you use your brakes. Sharing space with other road users. When you are in moving traffic, you can control the speed and position of the motor vehicle to keep a space cushion around you. When you approach a line of traffic, however, you must share space with vehicles already there. One of the biggest problems drivers have is judging how much space they are going to need. Learn to judge how much space you must have to merge with traffic, to cross or enter traffic, and to pass other motor vehicles. Remember, when you make any of these movements, you must yield the right of way to the other cars. It is your job to allow enough space to keep from interfering with other vehicles. Space to merge. Anytime you merge with other traffic, you need a gap of 4 seconds, twice your usual following distance. That will give both you and the car behind you a 2-second following distance. You need a 4-second gap whenever you change lanes or enter a freeway from an entrance lane or merge with another road. Don't try to squeeze into a gap that is too small. Leave yourself a big enough space cushion. If you have to cross several lanes, change lanes one at a time. If you stop to wait until all lanes are clear, you will tie up traffic and may cause a collision. Space to cross or enter. Whenever you cross or enter traffic from a complete stop, you will need large gaps. To get moving from a full stop, you need a gap that is about half of a block on city streets, about a full block on the highway. To enter a lane of traffic, you need a little more time to turn and to get up to the speed of other cars. You need a gap that is about two-thirds of a block in the city, about 2 blocks on the highway. When you cross traffic, you need enough room to get all the way across. Stopping halfway across is only safe when there is a median divider large enough to hold your car. If you are crossing or turning, make sure there are no cars or people blocking the path ahead or the path to the side. You don't want to be caught in an intersection with traffic bearing down on you. Even if you have the green light, don't start across if there are cars blocking your way. If you are caught in the intersection when the light changes, you will block traffic. Never assume another driver will share space with you. Don't turn just because an approaching car has a turn signal on. The driver may plan to turn just beyond you, or their signal may have been left on from an earlier turn. This is likely to happen with motorcycles because their signals don't always cancel by themselves. Wait until the other driver actually starts to turn. Space to pass. Whenever you pass another car on a two-lane road, you must enter a lane that belongs to oncoming cars. Therefore, it's important to watch for other vehicles, signal, then pass when the way is clear. At highway speeds of 50 to 55 miles per hour, you need from 10 to 12 seconds to complete a pass safely. You must judge whether or not you have enough room to pass. Whenever you approach 1, an oncoming car, 2, a hill or a curve, 3, an intersection, or 4, a roadway obstruction, oncoming cars. At highway speeds, you will travel over 800 feet in 10 to 12 seconds. So will an oncoming car. That means you need over 1,600 feet, or about one-third of a mile, to pass safely. Use your odometer to get to know what this distance looks like. It is hard to judge the speed of oncoming cars or motorcycles one-third of a mile away. They don't seem to be coming as fast as they really are. A car far enough away seems to be standing still. In fact, it may be too close for you start to pass. Hills and curves. Anytime your view is blocked by a curve or a hill, you should assume that there is an oncoming car just out of sight. Therefore, you should treat a curve or a hill as you do an oncoming car. This means you should not start to pass if you are within one-third of a mile of a hill or curve. Intersections. Do not pass when someone is likely to enter or cross the road. Passing is dangerous at intersections, crossroads, railroad crossings, and shopping center entrances. While you are passing, your view of people, cars, or trains is blocked by the car you are passing. Lane restrictions. Before you pass, look ahead for road conditions and traffic that may cause other road users to move over into your lane. You might lose your space for passing because of people or bikers near the road, a narrow bridge, a patch of ice, broken pavement, or something on the road. Space to return. Don't pull out to pass unless you know you have enough space to return. Don't count on having enough time to pass several cars at once, and don't count on other drivers to make room for you. Before you return to the driving lane, be sure to leave enough room between yourself and the car you have passed. One way to do this is to wait until you see the car in the rearview mirror. When you can see the other car, you have enough time to return to the driving lane. Signs and markings. Yellow road markings divide lanes of traffic going in opposite directions. Many roads have lane markings that tell when you cannot see far enough to pass. Maine law requires that you complete a pass before you reach the beginning of a no-passing zone. You should not pass when there is a solid center line on your side of the road. You may pass if there is a broken center line on your side of the road. Pass only if there are no oncoming cars in the passing lanes. Lane markings and signs can tell you when it is unsafe to pass. Only you can tell when it is safe to pass. You may not pass when there is a yellow pennant no passing zone sign appears on the left of the road, or a rectangular white regulatory do not pass sign appears on the right of the road. Expressway driving. While expressway driving involves the same basic skills as driving on a secondary road, the increase in speed makes caution even more crucial. The severity of an accident increases dramatically at higher and higher speeds. Expressway hypnosis. Traveling for long distances on straight roads may make you drowsy or unaware of what is happening around you. This is an extremely dangerous situation. Concentration is vitally important whenever you are behind the wheel. Make an effort to stay alert on the highway. 1. Keep the interior of the car cool. 2. Constantly scan the road ahead of you. 3. Talk to your companion or listen to music. 4. Vary your speed slightly from time to time. At the first sign of drowsiness, don't just sit there and try to fight it. Pull over at the nearest rest stop or service area and either walk around and stretch, take a nap, or if possible, change drivers. Don't depend on stay-awake drugs, which are likely to make your driving even more hazardous. Entering. Most expressways are reached by an entrance ramp and an acceleration lane. The acceleration lane, which varies in length, enables you to get up to the speed of traffic before merging into the regular lanes. Before merging, use your rearview mirror and look over your shoulder to ensure that the way is clear. Some entrances to some expressways do not have acceleration lanes. In this case, you should stop before entering, wait for a break in the traffic, and then speed up and merge. Proceed carefully, as cars which are already on the expressway are traveling very fast and do not have to yield for you. Do not impede the flow of traffic by pulling into the lane before you have built up some speed. Passing. You should be in the right-hand lane at all times unless you are passing. Do not pass on the right. Sudden movements at high speeds are very dangerous. Use your mirrors and check over your shoulder to make sure that the way is clear before passing. Mirrors alone are not sufficient due to what is known as the blind spot. If a car is directly behind you in an adjacent lane, it will not be visible in the side mirrors. Always notify other vehicles of your intent to pass by using the appropriate blinker. Safe passing depends on cooperation between drivers. Don't speed up when being passed. Don't cut in too closely after passing someone. You should be several car lengths ahead before pulling back into the right lane. Never cruise along in the blind spot of the vehicle next to you. Stopping. Never stop on an expressway unless it is an emergency. If an emergency should occur, use the proper signal and pull off the pavement as far as the shoulder permits. Raise your hood to signal your need for assistance. Under no circumstance should you ever back up, walk, or stand on the traveled portion of the expressway. Exiting. Get into the right-hand lane well before reaching the exit. Don't slow down on the main expressway. Rather, start slowing down as soon as you enter the deceleration lane and continue slowing at the beginning of the exit ramp. Slow down to the posted speed on the ramp, or you may have difficulty getting around sharp curves. Conservation. Passenger cars use more than 30% of all the gas and oil used in the United States. Driving with conservation in mind will not only save you money, on a larger scale, it will help minimize our country's dependence on foreign oil, reduce fuel shortages, and cut pollution. Do not drive faster than the speed limit. You can drive further on the same amount of gasoline if you drive at moderate speeds. Automobiles get 20% better mileage at 55 miles per hour than at 70 miles per hour. Drive at a steady pace. Braking and accelerating frequently uses more energy. Speed up gently. Think and look ahead. If you are approaching a stoplight or stop traffic, ease up on the accelerator instead of slamming on the brakes. Keep windows closed at high speeds. Wind entering your car creates added wind resistance, which uses more gas. Store luggage inside your car. Items carried on your roof also create wind resistance. Remove skis, luggage, and bike racks when not in use. Don't carry excessive weight in your car. 100 extra pounds can cost up to 1/2 mile per gallon. Avoid excessive idling. The average car uses a cup of gas every 6 minutes when idling. When you stop or start the car, don't idle for more than 1 minute. Driving slowly for the first few minutes is a more efficient way to warm the motor. If you are waiting for someone, turn off the engine. It takes less gas to restart the car than it does to let it idle. Take good care of your car. Getting tune-ups and oil changes when necessary will maximize your fuel efficiency. Keep your tires properly inflated and the wheels properly aligned. Radial tires will increase your gas mileage. Combine short trips, and if possible, carpool with others to work or to school. choose your car with fuel economy in mind. Large vehicles and larger engines generally use more gas. Automatic transmissions and power equipment, such as windows, steering, etc., also increase gas consumption. Air conditioning will reduce your fuel economy by 8 to 16%. If you change your own oil, be sure to dispose of it properly with other home hazardous waste according to community guidelines. Dumping oil down a drain or on the ground can contaminate groundwater. Driving a bicycle not only conserves energy and reduces pollution, it is excellent exercise that can help you to stay healthy. Consider driving a bicycle when traveling short distances. Over 50% of all car trips in the U.S. are less than 5 miles, a distance easily covered in 20 to 30 minutes on a bicycle. In urban areas, a bicycle can even travel at the same average speeds as automobiles, and rarely have the same problems locating parking, thus saving time too. See the section and review bicycle driving tips. Part 4, practice questions. 1. Automobiles get what percentage better mileage at 55 miles per hour than at 70 miles per hour? 2. At a four-way stop, who has the right of way? 3. What does a red line through a red circle mean? 4. What routine maintenance steps should you follow to maximize your automobile's fuel efficiency? 5. What is the difference between a solid line on the roadway and a broken one? 6. How should you proceed when approaching a traffic circle? 7. Good drivers try to see ahead for at least how many seconds? 8. What procedures should you follow before attempting to pass another vehicle? 9. You are at a stop sign. A car approaches from the left, which has its directional signal flashing, indicating a right turn into the road you are about to leave. Is it safe to assume that this vehicle will make the turn? 10. To change lanes safely while driving, what procedures should you follow? 11. True or false, you should use your low beams in fog, snow, or heavy rain. 12. Where is it dangerous to pass? 13. How do you determine whether or not there is enough room to pass a vehicle in front of you? 14. True or false, when attempting to pass another vehicle, you should always treat a hill or curve as an oncoming vehicle. 15. What procedures should you follow when you are having car trouble and have to stop? 16. Where is the driver's blind spot usually located? 17. What is a safe speed? 18. At 50 miles per hour, it takes about how many feet to stop? 19. What traffic signs are almost always yellow and diamond-shaped? 20. Unless otherwise posted, at what speed should you travel when driving through a business district? 21. What should you do if you are driving along in the rain, snow, or fog, and begin to have difficulty seeing either ahead, beside, and behind you? 22. When following trucks, tractor trailers, and buses, what driving considerations should you keep in mind? 23. True or false? The driver behind you has more control over the space directly behind you than you do. 24. True or false? When driving long distances on straight roads, you should keep your vehicle as warm as possible. 25. What procedures should you follow when entering an expressway? 26. When encountering a bicyclist, how should you drive? 27. True or false? Bicyclists are vehicle drivers and have all the same rights and responsibilities as drivers of motor vehicles. 28. When passing a bicyclist, how much room should you give? 29. List the three distinct types of driving distractions. End of part 4.